I mentioned that Deshaun Watson, there was a little bit of news there, this latest claim. The accuser's attorney, Tony Busby, said we'll be scheduling a meeting with the NFL and hope that can be accomplished in the next 2 weeks. We have a video and two additional witnesses for the NFL to speak with. That does not sound good for Deshaun Watson. I don't know, man. I feel like this whole thing, it doesn't even look like he wants to be on the field right now. The thing's been a disaster beyond anyone's wildest imagination, I think, from day one. It's just been a disaster. And I don't think he's going to finish the season there. I'm not saying he's going to be somewhere else other than Cleveland. He's not going to finish the season on the field. I wouldn't be surprised if this results in a suspension from the NFL. This is somehow, unbelievably, getting worse limits.
Yeah, there's a video. There's more information and more evidence that keeps coming out. I mean, I don't know how anybody can defend Deshaun Watson with everything.
Well,
I just don't.
They would be defending him.
I don't mean not, in terms of like a lawyer.
No. They would be defending him, although not logically. If he was playing well, he'd have all kinds of defenders.
There'd be all kinds of defenders.
The fact that he's maybe the worst quarterback in the league leads people who would otherwise be inclined to defend their guy no matter what he did to also hate on him. It's just, even Brady, the only person I know that didn't criticize him was Brady during the game last
year. Yeah, and he was tiptoeing all through glass all over the place.
You're looking at an apparently really bad guy in Deshaun Watson and a really bad quarterback, and therefore somebody who has absolutely nobody supporting him at the moment. And I think it's just gonna end in Cleveland. I don't see how it can go on. And the really interesting thing will be, can they get out of that contract? And you read differing accounts of that. So we'll be following that sorry saga as it moves along here. What's Cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. The 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township. Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills, let's go back out to the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline where we find our very own Jeff Hathorne. Jeff, we're getting ready for the 107th Backyard Brawl. You were at Pat Narduzzi's media session today. Anything interesting?
Always, Joe. Always. He admitted today to being paranoid because they held their practices in the indoor facility all week just in case anyone was trying to, as he was putting, if there are any mountaineers in the mountains trying to film anything.
Yeah.
That you take every precaution when you're playing a rivalry game. And he did say that he wanted to continue this rivalry, much like Neil Brown said a couple of days ago. But he added this. He wants to play it again around Thanksgiving. He says that's where this game deserves to be played. Says he remembers as a kid watching Pitt, West Virginia around Thanksgiving, and that's what the next move is that they want to get this game to be at the end of the year, not a game in September.
Yeah, I would love it to be the season kickoff, or yeah, that's even better, in September. There have been some legendary matchups here. Anything else from Narduzzi?
I mean, those are the main things to me. Some minutiae stuff and, how Eli has to be able to handle this situation, how he likes how he's played. He feels like the offense will be better. Obviously, it can't be worse than they were last year in this game. I mean, that was just a horrid performance. But that was the main crux of what Narduzzi was talking about today. It was just about this matchup, how he needs the fans to be there and support the team, you know, all that stuff.
Well, apparently Beanie Bishop was on a podcast somewhere and said of West Virginia, of Pitt, they have kind of a similar quarterback that they had last year when he had an interception, we might remember. Obvious, you know, you want to take the game over, get interceptions, force fumbles, things like that. Hopefully he'll throw a couple. Not an Eli Holstein fan in Beanie. Yeah. Did you talk to him this week?
We did. In fact, we just did a couple hours ago, and he was joking that he went over to the Pitt side and he saw his face along with two other West Virginia guys, like as if they were like the criminals to not let into this side of the building. You don't know how much he was joking, but he was like, listen, here's what someone asked him for the final score. He said, I want West Virginia to have a lot and Pitt to have little. that, you know, he loved the rivalry, loved playing in it, even though he only had an opportunity to play in it. He had some fun. Here's the thing about Beanie. He gets it. Like, he's playing around with it. He says he talks smack to the pit people when he runs into them. Like, he gets the, like, the entertainment factor of this. Yes, it's real when they get on the field, but it's, this is what sports is. Like, he, I'm not saying he's a master at it or whatever, but it's fun. Like, you can tell he's smiling when he's saying stuff about it. It's not where, you know, he's going to take it too far, or it's not that he just plays it off. It's just what you want to see from a rivalry.
Who you got in this game, Jeff?
Maybe I'm getting suckered in, but I mean, I think Pitt has. I'm going to take Pitt like 31-28. I think it's going to be a high scoring game. I kind of believe that Pitt has a weapon again. They've got a Izzy Abanikanda. They've got a Jordan Addison. They've got a difference maker, much like those West Virginia wins had Noel Devine and Steve Slayton and Amos Zaraway and, you know, little guys that could make big plays. Pitt's got that this year, and I think that's going to be the difference in this one.
All right, let's move on to the Steelers. We know that Jeff covers them on a regular basis as well. There's zero chance Russell Wilson will play this week, or what percent do you put at it?
Slim. I wouldn't say zero. They're not through the week yet, but I would say slim. And just talking to Arthur Smith, he just, you know, about working with Justin this week, and he can't say it. It's Tomlin's call on who plays, but you just get the sense that it's going to be Justin Fields. And, you know, everything you hear from people about these calf injuries, and you've experienced it, you worry that that calf could turn into an Achilles, and Achilles, I mean, you might be looking at Field or Wilson being gone for the season. So I think another week to be smart, as much as he might want to play in this. And, you know, every time he's not out there, Joe, you've been around Tomlin. Like, if there is anything that bugs him, it's guys that can't get on the field.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't want to talk about them. And the more that he's not on the field, and if Justin can make positive plays, I don't know that Russ would get that starting job back if, say, in a couple of weeks the Steelers are undefeated. And now he's healthy to play.
I agree. So does Chris Hoke, who was in with me today. How about Roman Wilson, his chance of playing?
Slim. He's still limited. And, I mean, he hasn't gone through a full practice since late July. So while I think it's better, and I think he's turning the corner, then that would be a big ask to not go through or maybe go through one full practice. I'm not saying he can't do it. I think it's probably slim, but I think it'll be soon, maybe next week for the home opener.
And then, very interestingly, Jeff, we had Fatanu at right tackle, Broderick Jones at left, because Dan Moore has the swollen ankle. What is Moore's status? What are the chances that we see Jones and Fatanu starting on the flanks?
It's a chance. Don't rule Moore out, though, yet. He didn't practice yesterday, but don't rule him out. I mean, you know, Tomlin's just said he had a swelling with his ankle. That may have been precautionary yesterday and not practicing him. I'm not going to rule Dan Moore out just yet, but I think we're inching towards that inevitability that you don't draft guys in the first round to watch. So it's a matter of time. Maybe it's not this week if Moore is able to bounce back, but it's just a matter of time.
Jeff Hathorn, live from the South Side. Thank you, Jeff.
T, Joe, good luck with that voice.
Thank you, sir. What a wonderful man he is. On Limits? Yeah, Limits agrees.
Yeah, I do. Jeff is always one of the best in saying goodbye afterwards.
Very good at that, yes. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing, up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com. High of 86 today with sunny skies. Tomorrow is a football Friday, and we have treats galore. We have Ray Fittipaldo. We have our picks of the week. We have our over-unders. We may have a hidden treat from our friend City Limits. Are we going to do picks with a celebrity, or is that falling through?
That's a long story.
Long story.
Week. Long story.
I guess it depends on how we define celebrity, doesn't it?
Yes. Let's put it this way, Joe. I had somebody that I asked for last week, and they said, ask for next week. So I asked for this week, and then I was told that the celebrity who I eventually want to have on, because it's a really good celebrity pick, is not able to come on until later, like a couple weeks later.
Well, you're a celebrity of some renown.
Renown is the key part of that phrase.
Why don't you pick against me?
I can do that.
I think that would be wonderful. All right. Well, we'll get ready for tomorrow. And, man, these football Fridays come up fast, don't they? Ron and I spent, how long were Ron and I together?
Is it 7 years?
Was
it 6 or 7? It was around 6 or 7 years, right? When was the switch? Wasn't 2018 the switch?
2018.
Or was it 2016?
I don't remember. Let me ask you this. What would you think of Ron Cook as a celebrity picker?
I love it. But you told me that I can't reach out to Ron anymore because you don't think he would answer me. You don't think he would remember me.
Wait, what did... Or just because he wouldn't remember you? Or did you do something to
him? No, I didn't do anything to him.
You sure?
I asked you. I was like, I said once, do you think I should text Ron just to see how he's doing? And you said, no. Just he doesn't want to be bothered.
Yeah, I was right about that, but I thought there might have been some slight or perceived slight that you instigated against Ron.
There was no slight against Ron. It wasn't like Harry Callis. Remember Harry Callis' feud with Ron?
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
That's what it was.
I think that might still be happening.
When Callis took a picture of Crowley next to a guy that did not really look like Ron, but they thought looked like Ron, he tweeted it.
Yeah.
And said, look, it's Ron at the game with Crowley.
That didn't go over well.
Ron got very mad.
Well, maybe I'll text Ron tonight and we'll have a real treat for people tomorrow.
That would be a very good celebrity pick.
Wow. Would that be good? All right. Well, Limits, thank you for putting up with my voice today. Dear listeners, thank you for putting up with my voice today. I know, well, you put up with my voice every day, but today in particular, I should be in better shape tomorrow. I hope I am. Do you have any magical cures for a voice that's like this?
So I was...
Does your mom?
Not really. Drink a lot of tea. That's a key part of it. Sometimes cough drops help. I've learned that sometimes cough drops don't. Rest is the biggest thing. Like sometimes when I get concerned, like sometimes I'll start to feel something coming on and I'm like, oh no. I get like Neil Walker. I'm like, I get really worried. And then you try to sleep. One time I slept like 10 hours at night and another 3 during the day. And the next day I woke up and I felt better.
Love it.
So I hope that can be potentially the remedy for you.
Thank you, Limitless Wonder. Fan weather brought to you. I just did that, didn't I?
That's correct.
It's high of 86 today with sunny skies. I've lost my mind. Thank you, Limits.
Feel better, Joe.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
I feel fine. It's just my voice.
Well, voice feel better then.
Thank you, Limits.